You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 458. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Year, my friend. Welcome to 2026. I hope you're ready for an amazing year. I know I am. But let's start by talking about a tradition of mine, one of my favorite traditions that I've been doing since 2017, and that is choosing a word of the year. By choosing a word of the year, what this has allowed for me to step into each and every year is being a little bit more anchored, a little bit more guided. And it also allowed me to shape some of the decisions that I was making in my life and business. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through some of the words I've chosen of the year, why choosing a word of the year matters, how to pick your word for 2026. And of course, I'm going to reveal to you my word for 2026. So let's dive in. So as I said, I've been doing this tradition since 2017, and these words themselves aren't magical, but these words represent a season that I'm stepping into each and every year. And in 2017, I really wanted to step into the season of joy. I'd lost a lot of joy. I had some workplace bullying that had gone on when I was still in my corporate world. I'd gone through some anxiety and depression the year before and was still in it. And so my thing was really just about reconnecting and looking at life from a different lens and looking for that gratitude and joy every single day. 2018, my word of the year was fit, because again, I'd let my body deteriorate because of what was going on in that workplace bullying situation. 2019, my word for the year was refine, and that I did. I looked at my systems, my processes, my boundaries, my offers, my pricing, and I really got clear on what I wanted by refining. So my 2019 word was refine. In 2020, I stepped into the word of the year authority. I really wanted to claim my space. I wanted to own that space, and I wanted to ensure that I understood and people understood the authority that I was bringing, not from a place of ego, but from a place of mastery and skill set. In 2021, I backed off the pedal because that was the year before was a bit like fast, fast, fast. So I wanted ease. And then in 2021, I really looked at creating space, softness, and learning to lead without force. In 2022, my word of the year was impact. I really wanted to make a bigger impact both in business and life. 2023, my word of the year was intentional, and every action that I took was intentional. Nothing was random. Nothing was reactive. It was all proactive and intentional. In 2024, my word of the year was 10X. Thinking bigger, acting bigger, expanding what I believe was possible. Everything was a 10X decision. 2025, my word of the year was mastery. I was going deeper in the last year, sharpening my skills. I got certified in NLP and a leadership program. Again, elevating my leadership and committing to becoming exceptional at the things that truly matter in my life, which allows me to not only make a big difference at home, but more importantly too, well, not more importantly, my life's more important than in business. So as I think about what I want for 2026, my word for 2026 is speed. Now, let me be clear. I don't mean chaos. I don't mean rushing. I don't mean burnout energy. When I say speed, I mean moving with clarity, acting without hesitation, deciding faster, getting out of my own way, following the intuitive nudge immediately, collapsing the time between idea and action, and create a momentum instead of resisting it. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now, and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. This year, 2026, is about removing the lag between I want this to I'm doing this. Or another way that I could look at it is this is aligned. Now I'm acting on it. And the truth that finally clicked for me is that every mentor, peer, entrepreneur ahead of me, if you look at what they're doing, speed is key to scaling. I've said that over and over and over again, not from a place of reckless speed, not frantic speed, but decisive speed. These entrepreneurs that are way ahead of me, they move quickly, they test quickly, they course correct quickly, they don't sit in overthinking, perfectionism, or fear. The people growing the fastest are the people who move the fastest with intention. And though I've done that to some degree, this last year, I really had to slow down because, as some of you know, I had full-time custody of my kids. There's a DV situation that had gone on also with my kids. As you know, my dad had stage 4 cancer, so speed wasn't an option, and I didn't want it to be an option because my family came first last year. So though I've always done speed quite well, it's something that I want to double down on, not just for the consulting business, but also for the Healing Center of Australia business. So for me, it's time to accelerate, to expand, to execute, to trust myself again at speed, and I can't wait for it. Now, why do I even do this every year? Some people ask me. And you see, I do it because when I choose a word, it's like a compass. It's a filter, helps me to make better decisions. It helps to ground me. It's also a reminder of where I'm going. And so a word of the year also, in my opinion, helps people to stay aligned when life gets busy, when we get overwhelmed, when opportunities come flying, when we're tempted to slip back into old patterns and behaviors. So when you choose your word of your year, it gives you direction without rigidity. It holds you accountable without pressure. It meets you where you are and grows with you. Every year, my word has shaped the choices I've made personally and professionally. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't change your word halfway through the year. Awesome, 100%. But I always like to start with something. So you might say, well, how can you choose your word for 2026? But what I want to say is you don't need the perfect word. You need the right word for the season that you're stepping into. Like I said, the season I'm stepping into is speed. So here's a simple process to help you choose. Reflect on your last year. What did you overcome? What felt heavy? What felt expansive? What did you avoid? What did you maybe crave? You can also ask yourself, who am I becoming? Not who you were, but rather who you're stepping into. Identify what you need more of. Is it more clarity, more courage, more rest, more visibility, discipline, joy, support, expansion? There's a million words that you can choose from. And ask, what supports the evolution? Not as a goal, but as a guiding force. And if you're stuck, trust me, your world will tap you on the shoulder. It will whisper it into your ear. It always does. You'll feel it in your body before your brain even names it. Trust that it will come to you. So as we start to wrap up this particular episode, just a reminder, my word for 2026 is speed. And that's not to rush, not to burn out, not to do more, but to collapse the gap between clarity and action, to trust myself faster, to move with intention, to accelerate more boldly in the next version of me, of Angela. So again, ask yourself, what word will support the version of you that you're becoming in 2026? What word will anchor you, guide you, stretch you, and call you forward? This will be the year you choose with intention. I'd love to hear what word you've chosen. So send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is at Angela Henderson Consulting. But for now, I hope you have an amazing first day of the new year. I hope that your word of the year will start to drop in for you. And most of all, I just hope you're finding joy in your world. And if you need any support as a business consultant to get the strategy, clarity, accountability that you need in 2026, make sure to book a discovery call over at angelahenderson.com.au. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.